BC's in Benton Harbor for the senior PGA championship, BC. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, Jordan and I are here for the senior PGA. Just got off the 18th green. Jordan's right behind me. Got some vocal problems, but I think he'll be over here in a minute.
And Mike Fay joining us. Mike, earlier in Sports Wrap, we were talking about the Olympics and Xander Schauffele. BC, first off, what did you get a chance to check out any of the Olympics, and what did you think of Xander's win?
Fitting. I mean, him and Morikawa. I mean, Morikawa slipped in there, had a slow start, but Schauffele pretty much turned it on from the middle of the second round on, and it was pretty impressive. You knew who the best player was this week, no doubt.
Hi, fellas. How are you?
Hey, there's Shawnee.
Modern technology. Isn't that amazing how that works out? Sorry about that. You know, this is something that I think we all
BC, he came firing out at the beginning of the last round, what, birdieing three of his first five holes to take control of the golf tournament, really. In the end, it was his to lose, I thought. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. We got Shawnee on.
I wanted to ask you about that, BC. You know what? You were in it. It was truly a tournament of champions when you look at some of the names up there. What was your overall take from the tournament? It's funny. We had talked about Otto just last week as well. It just looked like one heck of a tournament. And give the kid credit. He closed in the end.
Yeah, he did. But, you know, I don't know, looking at the ratings of the whole Olympics as in general, I don't know the consensus of everybody, but it just looks like one big professional sporting event. And, you know, the secret or the mystique of the Olympics was who's the next hot shot coming up, you know, whether it's a gymnast or a track and field sprinter breaking the 10-second barrier, 100-yard dash, and now golf. And it's basically now all professionals. And I don't know, it took something away for me, you know, and it has taken away for maybe 8 or 14 years, 16 years. That it's now it's dominated by professionals, the basketball players, you know who they are, who's going to play. And I don't know. But again, it was cool to see, you know, Schauffele dominate. Like you said, after the middle of the second round on, he definitely dominated that event.
You know, it's interesting. Mike, I don't know if you guys talked about it while I had some technical difficulties. And again, I apologize for that. But what is both of your take as guys that, you know, have been in and around golf your whole life? Is this ever going to get big? I had somebody ask me today, you know, how would a gold medal compare with winning a major? And I said, whoa, not yet, because there's a heck of a lot of tradition that you're talking about. But do you see that maybe one day becoming a thing when we go cycle after cycle, Olympic after Olympic? Could this become a big thing one day?
I think it could. So. Yeah, absolutely. BC, I think it could if they could add some different format to it. Maybe having a team event kind of thing, Ryder Cup-ish kind of thing, something like that where you're playing against somebody in brackets and things like that. I think it would be kind of cool to be able to see that. I think also a mixed event would be pretty cool, having the ladies and the men play against each other with, you know, countries. I think that's a good as well. But
I think you're spot on, Mike. I think a mixed event would be more. There isn't really – remember we had that Wendy's 3-Tour Challenge for a while there, and I thought that was pretty cool, and it kind of went away. But a mixed event with the best – woman players in the world, the best men players in the world, and then maybe do a Stableford event, the combination of the two scores, something like that. Something totally radically different that neither tour does. You know, the ladies and the men now do a better ball event. But I think if you put them both together, I think you got a big interest there, and that would stand out.
Yeah, Mike, you brought up something that I think it bears repeating. Anybody who watches golf knows exactly where they were when that Ryder Cup moment happened or that Ryder Cup moment happened. I can't even stretch my arms out so far. Olympics, Ryder Cup, are you kidding me? They're two entirely different places in regards to that.
They are right now, and I think you're right, Sean. The history, like, it doesn't have enough history yet. You know, I mean, it's a huge deal, It's an awesome deal, but it doesn't have the history that the Ryder Cup does.
Yeah.
And maybe one day it will, you know? Maybe one day.
You know, fan attendance is a big deal in golf. And, you know, the Ryder Cup, that is a huge deal, as we all know. And I think if you get fan attendance and make it a cool, wild, fun event for everybody, I think you'll attract more of the top players in the world instead of them kind of bowing out of it and having comments about it. But the fan attendance is mandatory to make a world-class golf event, I believe.
I certainly want to get into the Tournament of Champions as well. What a great event this past week. And as I mentioned, special guest Kevin McKinley is going to be joining us from Treetop Resorts at about 7:30. But, BC, just to finish up on a thought that we had in the last segment in the carryover, you set out at a tweet, you know, maybe we're old school, but how about, I know this sounds revolutionary, how about just showing golf one weekend, right? Just let's have a golf tournament, just a golf tournament, right?
Well, there's a golf tournament going on, but
just golf.
Commercialized event.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And I get it. I get it. FedEx is dumping a lot of money in there and Rocket Mortgage, God bless her. God bless them for what we do, get to do with Rocket. But the old, like I was saying, break, the old BBC network that we watched golf in the British Open. All you did was watch a golf shot. Another golf shot. I didn't watch a guy tapping in a two-footer. Watch guys making putts. Long shot. Three-wood cut around that pot bunker. You know, it was golf-oriented. And there wasn't all this commercialization and interruption. And it's too bad. You know, maybe we're old school and I'm an old buddy that what everybody calls me, but I like to see golf shots. I know Mike does, for sure.
I do, for sure. I like to make my own commentating.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike, let me ask you, do you think that the average fan, use me as an example, although I said I would love to see it, but do you think the average fan out there would be enticed at that? Do you think that's something that I think it could grow the game even bigger than it is now, and Lord knows it's huge.
I think it could. You know, it's about the game, right? It's about the game. And
I think so. And you know, you get to see some of the guys. Why not show the guys on the cut line? You know, how about a Friday afternoon cut line watch? Cut line watch and see what these guys are doing.
That's a great idea.
Some guys trying to make a living. You know, not just make millions. Guys trying to make a living out there.
You're exactly right, BC. I've often said, a lot of the people that watch golf have a jaded view because they're seeing the best players play their best at their best time. They don't get to see them at bad shots ever, right? So, you know, why not show real golf?
Yeah, you might see it in some of our events, you know, not my events, but the events I get to play in, like the Senior Open, that some of us hit a lot of bad shots at times, you know. They definitely get to see it at those events, but PGA Tour, these guys don't hit a whole lot of bad shots, but, you know, when you're 132nd on the FedEx Cup and you know you got to make a couple cuts coming down the stretch, I'm going to watch that guy. I want to see what he does.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe we're unusual.
That's a big weekend, too. I mean, you're talking about a guy, he's sitting there, you know, at 15 on Friday. And this is about, hey, you know, I don't know where the money's going to come from this weekend. I got to birdie a couple of these holes, these last four holes. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's the kind of stuff I want to watch. You know, he's not getting the $1.8 million or whatever the case may be. You know, he's just looking for BC, as you said, that paycheck. Just give him a paycheck, and he's got to earn it, obviously. Nobody's giving it to him. But I want to watch that, the last four holes. Hey, Mike Fay got in. That's cool. You know, he needed to birdie two of the last four. My man did it in dramatic fashion, and he got in.
Yeah, I think that's important because I always text, you know, Brian Stewart, you know, and I say, hey, Stewie, great birdie in the last hole. Every point counts. And as it does, he could be 100, you know, he could be 99th or, you know, 100 and, you know, or 124 and get in with one more point, you know. So every point counts, and I think those are the guys that we need to be zeroing in on. And they kind of do it with the arrows, who's close, who's not close. But I want to see them play golf and see what they do.
BC, I want to ask you at some point in time before we get out of here about your experience at the Tournament of Champions. Just a great event, and following the leaderboard from afar was really fun. But, Mike, I know in the interim you were smiling and going on about what's going on over the pond, as it were. Tell everybody what you've been keeping your eye on.
Yes, we've had a pretty cool special event in Northern Ireland. A couple different golf courses had LPGA playing, along with the European ladies playing, European Tour ladies playing, and the men's European Tour playing. And we had, let's see here, Piroji Anaranakam. I'm messing that all up. But she is 22 years old. She is from Thailand, and she is looking up to her idols, apparently, are the sisters. What is it? Oh, gosh. Jordan's not here.
Jordan.
Jatarnagarns. Yes.
There you go.
So she ended up winning the event, and huge showing for Jennifer Capchow. So she played really well in that one. European guys, they played very well on the other golf course at the same time. So pretty cool event going on up there. Beautiful. I don't know if you guys at it. It was a castle, and let's see here. Castle up there, and at Musselburgh. Yes. Yeah. So, pretty neat stuff going on over across the pond right now. A whole bunch of players over there all at once.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is going to be a fun summer, even though the majors are over. We mentioned it once, we'll mention it again. I mean, the Ryder Cup coming up September 24th through the 26th. That is, everybody stops for that. That has become, if it wasn't already, but in the past 20 years, that became an event that just exploded. I mean, there have been some dramatics there. It's almost like, I feel sorry for the Ryder Cup in this regard, guys. Because we've seen so many dramatic moments, everybody's just waiting for that dramatic moment. And sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes we just see really good golf. And that's almost one of the drawbacks that the Ryder Cup has to deal with, because we've really witnessed so many incredible dramatic moments in the past 20 plus years.
I guarantee you we're going to have more. Those Europeans, man, they make a lot of putts. They always do. It's like, God dang it. How does that poacher make another putt on top of you? 25 feet, that dirty rat, you know, but I think you'll see some more surprises this year, especially Whistling Straits. A lot of risk reward and a lot of, you know, a lot, it's long and it's a beast, but I think you'll see more surprises this year on the Ryder Cup.
Mike, what's your take on the Ryder Cup? That is something that, you know, it's been around for a while now, but it only seems to me, just that my perception, that it's blown up the last few mm-hmm. years. I mean, that's something that anybody that followed golf, I know I'm preaching to the choir with the two of you, and you can throw Jordan in there. But boy, I don't know what happened in recent years. That has become like a major sports event. Forget golf event. That's a major sports event every year.
It's pretty nice here in Michigan. Go right over there and go watch it, right? I know a bunch of people there are getting ready to go watch it, and it has blown up. And, you know, that's what we're saying. We're talking about the Olympics earlier and talking about if they had some team events, I think it would be even better as far as that goes. But I'm looking forward to it. I know, BC, you are. And I think there's going to be some fireworks and some chip-ins and some fist pumping and a lot of ole, ole, ole going on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's something to be said. Everybody wants to win. There's a pride thing there. I mean, don't take my word for it. Just watch. If you haven't taken the time to watch a Ryder Cup, watch it. And then you'll get exactly what we're saying. So that is coming up, as the fellas mentioned, Friday, September 24th through September 26th, Whistling Straits in Haven, Wisconsin. And let's face it, fellas, the U.S. looking for some sweet, sweet revenge because they took a whooping the last time out. There's no other way to say it. They took a whooping the last time out.
I can guarantee you that if you ask any of these tour players some of their most nervous moments in golf, they would point right to the Ryder Cup. I could almost guarantee you every one of them would say, yeah, some of my nervy moments. Because I've asked Phil about it. He says, you bet your butt I'm nervous when I go to the Ryder Cup. I mean, so it means a lot to these guys. And it's not about the money. It's about the W. It's about beating those guys.
Yep. No doubt about it. BC, where are you at, by the way? While we have a minute before we are joined by our guest, don't forget, coming up just after 7:30 here on Spin on Golf, we have Kevin McKinley from Treetops. Where are you at, BC?
I'm at Point O' Woods over in Benton, just outside of Benton Harbor. Nice golf course, man. Robert Trent Jones, it's really it's a big boy golf course, and you got to hit it really straight or you're not going to find the yellow ball this week. But it's cool. It's really a cool place, and we really are privileged to be able to play here. Matt Flaherty has kind of rolled out the red carpet for us here at Point O' Woods, and it's definitely among the best in Michigan, no doubt about it.
You lead the league in background atmosphere as well. Every week, look, there's a beautiful course. How's that wind treating you coming up, whipping off of Lake Michigan? It looks pretty windy out there today.
It's blowing. It probably blew 15. Maybe gusted to 20 today, but your ball get up.
Glad that this gentleman can join us as well. A man that wears many, many hats, so many hats, as a matter of fact, I had to ask him what the best way would be to introduce him to our listening audience. So we'll call him the assistant general manager up at Treetops. Kevin McKinley kindly joining us. Kevin, really appreciate you taking the time and joining us here on Spin on Golf. How are you, sir?
Really good. Good to be back on the show.
Well, a great last few days at Treetops. I mean, let's face it, anytime's great up at Treetops. Such a beautiful area in our state and a beautiful facility. But a special event the last few days, and certainly one of golf's gentlemen, one of golf's greats, a great personality overall, Lee Trevino. And remembering something, I can't believe it's 20 years ago, but you guys had a little reunion of sorts the last few days. Let everybody know how that went.
Yeah, exciting stuff. I came into this season, of course, after a really weird 2020. Just planning for the season. Obviously, golf got a nice shot in the arm. And so I was talking to my GM thinking, you know what? I think Trevino made his ace in 2001. And so this marks the 20th anniversary. We need to do something special. Barry Owens just looked at me and said, go for it, have at it. And so got on the phone, used some PGA contacts, and actually was able to get Lee Trevino here. July 30th was the actual date that he made that hole in one back in 2001. We were close to that. July 29th is when we had it this week on Thursday. So we got him up here, planned a really cool day. We had sponsors involved, did a sponsors lunch, did a clinic. We went to the golf course, and Lee was stationed on hole number 7 all day long. And as the 84 golfers passed him by on hole number 7, he'd hit a shot with every group. And I'm telling you what, this guy is an absolute gentleman. He treated the first group the same as he treated the last group. Even though you could tell he was getting pretty tuckered out there. It was about a 3.5 hour round out there on the par 3 course.
And the stories that gentleman can tell and share and is so willing to do so. You know, I heard a conversation that he had with Paul W. Smith, of course, our morning host here on 760 WJR. And it's just one of those things, Kevin, forget about even taking the shot with him, it'd almost be like story time where you're sitting there saying, tell me another story. I mean, he really is one of those guys, just an all around personality in the sporting world, not just golf, but just in the sporting world in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Part of the reason that took 3.5 hours, by the way, is he wanted to tell everybody a story. Go pull up that Paul W. interview. I mean, he could not get him off the phone. And I know how it is in radio. Sometimes you gotta wrap it up, but you don't want to wrap it up with Lee Trevino. And we actually ran long that day too. I had it all planned out that he was probably going to be out of there about 5 o'clock. And I'm telling you what, he was going strong at 6:15, and he had a really early flight the next morning. He kind of had a really tight travel schedule. And I'm telling you, he was as good as he is good when he first got there. He might have even been better at the end.
Once again, kindly joining us, Kevin McKinley, the assistant general manager at Treetops. Kevin, I think one of the things that people forget about, everybody remembers the ace at 7, but one of the things that people forget about, the classy gentleman that he is, he gave away half of that money that he earned on that shot, which was, if I'm not mistaken, $1,090,000. He gave half of that money right back to charity, to St. Jude.
Yeah, and so that's on a plaque. If you come play Treetops, hole number 7, you'll step up to a plaque. And we actually have a Facebook post right now. Our marketing director, Beth Patiglio, does such an awesome job, and she was there capturing as much as she could at number 7. And he stepped onto the tee, and we actually have a Facebook post of him reading his plaque, which is, and I don't think he's ever read it before. And that just kind of dawned on me. I didn't realize that, yeah, he probably hasn't been back to the scene since he made that hole in one. And yeah, the plaque indicates that immediately he gave half of his earnings to St. Jude's. Now, talk about story time. So the foursome that day was Paul Azinger, Ray Floyd, Phil Mickelson, Lee Trevino. And you can see in the video, Azinger's the first guy he hugs. But what I did not know, and it came out in the fireside chat that we had up there with George Blaha, Ray Floyd, a lot of people know Robert Floyd is Ray's son. Robert, very good player in his own right, and tried the tour a little bit. Great amateur player. When in 2001, Robert was on Ray's bag. A lot of times they didn't necessarily bring their own caddies to the made-for-TV event. They brought a substitute caddy or family member. And apparently Robert or Lee and Ray, before they went out onto the golf course, they knew that every hole-in-one was going to be $1 million. They said to each other, hey, you make $1 million, you give 20 grand to my caddy, I'll give 20 grand to your caddy. So what I didn't know is 20 grand also went to Robert Floyd that day as well.
Great stuff. One of the best courses you'll find out there up at Treetops. And if you don't believe me, look no further. How about Links Magazine, Best of Golf Edition, named it one of the baddest par 3 courses in the United States. And Kevin, I don't know how often you get a chance to hear the show, but I'll tell you what, Mike Fay, BC, Jordan Young, they say it all the time. When people are talking about where to go for their golf trips, stay right here in Michigan. There are so many beautiful places, and Treetop certainly one of them.
Yeah, you cannot go wrong up north. I know off air we were just kind of talking about BC. He actually gets to go play in the Tournament of Champions, unlike myself, but I'm working on that. We'll see. I probably need to partner up with BC in one of these events, and maybe I'll get my ticket there. But you know, he was just up at Boyne and, you know, fantastic shape. And obviously, you know, for us to prepare for an event like this, we're in spectacular shape right now as well. And now is an awesome time to make plans and make that trip up north. And like I said, you can't go wrong. I mean, maybe, you know, make a week of it and visit a couple properties. It is really, really special up north. And you do not have to go out of the state to get to great golf.
The assistant general manager at Treetops, Kevin McKinley, kindly joining us here at 760 WJR. We would be remiss if we didn't get your thoughts on the Patriot Golf Day shootout. Folds of Honor, just such a fantastic foundation. This is the 14th annual Patriot Day golf shootout. Let everybody know what that entails.
Yeah, crazy. Right about now, I would be knee deep, and I am. I mean, I got a lot planned for this particular event, but the Trevino event took a little bit of precedent this year. So now, you know, my focus is very, very much on Labor Day weekend, which is our Patriot Golf Day shootout. We invite military veterans, actives, anybody who has served our country up free of charge on that particular weekend. What we ask is that you raise money for Folds of Honor Foundation. So if you are somebody that has served or is serving and you love to play golf, we would absolutely love for you to be a part of it. All you need to do is get a hold of me pretty easy. If you can get a hold of Treetops, they'll track me down and get a hold of me up at Treetops, and I will explain that all to you. But it's a weekend where we really treat these military men and women like rock stars. We film it. We have Bill Hobson come up and do a Michigan Golf Live show. We pay for that to air and do a half hour show. So these men and women actually get on TV, interviews. We film their best shots. Bill's pretty good at being able to edit out the not so best shots. And it's a great, great weekend. Lots of visuals. We actually have a military golf league as well every single Wednesday. Locals that are military veterans or actives come and play, and they pay $75 for the entire year. And there's one gentleman in that particular league that has actually restored an old truck. BC, Mike, you probably have seen the photos of this truck, and it's, yeah. We use it as kind of the centerpiece on our driving range, where I paint the names of about 250 fallen soldiers right on the top deck of the driving range. So the visuals up at Treetops are really, really special. And like I said, if you're a veteran, you're an active, and you want to get, you want to be a part of it. First of all, your military brethren probably know about it. So you can just ask somebody in your area, and I'm sure they've been to Treetops for this particular weekend. But if not, you're invited, just get a hold of me.
Oh, great stuff. Who is the POW? Who is the POW? We'll get to the POW. Okay. We're making you wait. We'll get to the POW. In the meantime, so many things going on. Mike, you were talking about the ladies at the Olympics, and an interesting dynamic in regards to yardage there as well. Do tell.
Yes, only 800 yards shorter for the ladies in the Olympics starting on Tuesday. So it's going to be, as they say, a stern test of golf. Everyone.
Does that change some of the odds for some of the ladies? Is there somebody that jumps to the front of the pack in both of your opinion in that regard?
I don't know. You've got your last Olympics was Inby Park won the gold, right?
Lexi.
Don't know. We'll have to see if Inby can hit it far enough.
Lexi.
Lexi is right there. We know Lexi can hit it far enough.
Yeah.
And we all know my personal favorite. We'll have to see if she can do it, but she's playing as Patty Tavitanikit. So and we know she bombs it off the tee.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
You have to bomb it there, Mike. I mean, that 18th hole is a brute. It is going to be a brute for him coming down the stretch. But yeah, look for the bombers just to go right to the top.
Also, World Golf Championship taking place, TPC Southwind down in Memphis. Any thoughts on that, fellas?
Yeah, it'll be 68 and cloudy and cool all week down there. No problem. You know, won't be very hot and sticky, will it? No problem.
Test of survival, right, BC? Test of survival.
Would that categorize as a stern test as well, Mike? Would that be a stern test for the golfers?
It would be a stern test.
In a different manner. But, there'll be 9 whole practice rounds. Thank you. I'm going home and going to bed.
I need to find the air conditioner. Yes.
Hey, BC, some thoughts on the Tournament of Champions up at Boyne. You and Jordan participated. I was following the leaderboard, and you were hanging around. Looked like you were playing some good golf. Otto Black ends up winning it. But just a fantastic few days of golf looking at the leaderboard. It was outstanding how, you know, I could keep track sitting at home in Northville, and I felt like I was there watching you. But what was your overall take?
I mean, Bernie, again, I mean – thank you, Bernie and Stephen Kircher, for giving us the golf course for a few days. And I tell you what, like Mike said, the superintendents just, they really outdid themselves. I keep saying that every year about a Boyne property being in perfect tournament condition again. But I think it's like that all the time now, Mike. I mean, it was.
Yeah, it is.
It was just that. I mean, we're standing on the second green, the third round, and we're looking at each other. I'm playing with Kyle Martin and Mike Ignasiak, and I'm looking at these guys. I'm like, how pure is it out here? I mean, I don't care how we play. This moment, I mean, these moments we're going to have the next few hours are just not going to get this very much in our life. It was awesome. That place was, I can't say enough about how good that was. And I look forward to next year again, because that is a fun place to play in Bernie, and the whole entertainment package and the whole hospitality people, top notch.
Mike, we're happy to have you in our backyard. Don't misconstrue this in any way, shape, or form. But when BC mentioned Alpine, that smile that you see on Mike's face that's a pretty special place.
Yes, many a night, just like you did, I would be in the same spot you were. So I totally appreciate everything up there. I appreciate everyone that works there to make it be that way. Pretty nice. Yeah. Pretty cool every day.
I think it's a cool spot. I think it's, to me, that's Boynes. That's number one in my mind. That place is cool.
BC, we got a couple minutes left. So by popular demand, people are actually asking. No, really, truly, people are asking, who is the POW? I don't know the answer. Mike doesn't know the answer. There's only one man.
I got two, and Mike's going to agree with me on the second one. Obviously, the networks. I mean, come on, let's show golf. I mean, come on, I want to show golf. I mean, look, throw some grass up in here. I want to see somebody's butt. You know, I don't want to hear him talking about, it's this club or that club. I don't want to see a two-foot tapping. I mean, show some golf. Show me some golf. You know, Rich Lerner talking about there, Jaime Diaz talking about that. I'm like, if it ain't a golf shot, don't show it. Show golf networks. And I would say, Greg, yes, it's about the grass. It's play on grass. Thank you. And you know what? The second punk of the week, I think every instructor in the world, the helicopter parents, they need to go home. There's locks on my bay door for a reason. Out you go. No helicopter parents allowed. Send the check home. Good night.
Oh my goodness, the helicopter parents. Wow.
How often do you deal with it, Mike? Is that something you see a lot of?
Not a lot, but when I do, it's disturbing.
Mike's too nice. Mike, you're nice.
It's a stern test of your teaching abilities, right?
It's a very stern test of golf.
Of the tongue. Hold the tongue.
Yeah. All right, before we get out of here and we wish our buddy Jordan the best, I'm not going to be here next week, fellas. I'm sure you'll be fine without me, but a little family vacation overdue there. What do you got going on this week, guys?
It's back on the mound, you know, after a couple of days up here, it's back to teaching. And then I'm off to the U.S. Amateur with three guys Friday night. So I'll be at the Oakmont next week with James Pyatt, Jimmy Dales, another guy. And look forward to playing, going to Oakmont with those guys.
Oh, that's outstanding. How about you, Mike?
Well, we've got a busy week of golf instruction going on. We are getting ready for girls' high school golf. So that is pretty exciting. We got tryouts coming out around the corner. And I think if you guys follow me on TikTok, I might throw some new TikTok videos out there with some golf instruction and some fun. So check that out.
It's a way of life now, this social media thing. And